Big color, bigger savings. It's Sherwin-Williams' biggest super sale. Get 40% off paints and stains October 17th through the 27th with prices starting at $29.39. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
To warn you, this episode contains descriptions of domestic abuse, violence, and sexual assault.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is reporting Depp v. Heard. Regular updates from the court in the celebrity trial of the century.
Hello and welcome to day 19 of reporting Depp v. Heard, the third of 4 days this week, during which we saw several deposition videos in court today and one live witness who was Whitney Enriquez, otherwise known as Whitney Heard, Amber's younger sister. She is an interesting witness because she is the only person other than Amber Heard who has testified to seeing Johnny Depp beat Amber Heard up. So she said today in court that she saw him after Amber Heard punched him in the face, grab her by the hair and start punching her in the face. So that is a really interesting bit of testimony, and we will see how it plays with the jury. Around Whitney Enriquez, we had a series of supporting cast of Amber Heard's witnesses. She had her acting coach, her makeup lady, and various other people, including Rocky Pennington, of course, and Josh Drew, who were all part of her inner circle or inner professional circle at one stage. They testified to the fact that Johnny Depp can be horrible when he's taking lots of drugs and alcohol, and he can be lovely when he's not. What conclusions the jury are going to draw from that, well, I guess, will be borne out at the end of this trial. We've obviously got a lot more of these sorts of witnesses coming through tomorrow. Many of them are video depositions, but what I will do is I will take you through today's action and the wider discussions around it with two people live on the park bench after today's proceedings. They are, first of all, Erica. And I warn you that Erica is very, very tired. She brought her two teenage daughters along today, and I don't think she quite realised how tired she was. But this is the interview that resulted, and hopefully you'll get some insight and some kind of idea about why so many people are turning up to watch this trial. Hello, and welcome to another park bench debrief on what we are calling day 19 of this trial, week 5. And I'm delighted to be joined by Erica. Hello, Erica.
Oh my gosh. Hi. Hi, Nick.
You're quite tired, aren't you?
No, I'm like revved up now.
You're adrenalized because you're having a park bench interview.
Yes.
Okay, so you came here with your daughters today. You got into court. What time were you in the line?
We got in the line at basically 10:30 last night. Got here at 10:30 last night.
So you have had no sleep?
Yeah.
For how long now? More than 24 hours?
Yeah,
okay.
Probably.
Yes. I will try and ask you questions in words of one syllable.
Thank you.
So this isn't the first time you've been to court for this trial, is it?
No. We tried to get in like a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And we didn't. We were too late.
So you're more determined this time. But so this was your first day
this time
in court, 5J,
yes,
watching the back of Johnny Depp's head and the depositions and Whitney Enriquez.
Yes.
Amber Heard's sister.
Yeah.
Who would you like to talk about first? Should we talk about Whitney? Because she was the only live witness today.
Yeah, sure.
Okay,
yeah,
what did you think of her evidence? Because she's the only person so far who's testified actually seeing Johnny Depp beat Amber Heard.
Oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know what I think of her. I don't know. I liked seeing her. It was neat seeing like a live witness. And then she like joined, you know, the crowd or sat with us afterwards, and we got to see her walk in and out, and that's kind of what was fun for me.
So why are you here then? Why have you come, and why did you bring your daughters? You don't have to say their names,
no,
but how old
are
your two daughters?
Oh, I can say their names too.
Give them a shout out, because they're not here.
Okay, yeah.
They've gone to get the car.
I'm Erica, and my daughters are Francesca. She was here, and Mary.
And we met basically over lunch in the cafeteria.
We did.
Saw Erica with her two daughters, and I thought, what is it?
But I have two. I have six kids, so I have more than that.
So you only brought a third of her offspring to the court. Why did you want to come? Why did they want to come? Why did you want to bring them?
It was just like this thing We've loved watching all the stuff on TV, and I mean like TikToks and YouTube. There's just something about it we love, and it was just like in all of us where we wanted to come.
How far have you come from?
We just live a few miles away.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So you thought it's on your doorstep. Let's go and see it actually happen for real.
Yeah, because we were like, it's right here.
And it doesn't happen very often that a Hollywood superstar ends up in court on your doorstep.
Never here, except for this time. Yeah.
So, would you say you are natural Johnny Depp supporters? You've become Johnny Depp supporters? That you're Amber Heard supporters? That you've got no preference either way with this trial? What's your thinking about it?
Oh my gosh, such a good question. I mean, I do love Johnny Depp, because he's, like, I didn't even really, my kids knew him because they love all the Pirates movies and all of his other stuff. And my husband knew him from stuff before that, because my husband's older than me. But, I mean, now since all this, like, I love him a lot. Like, to me, he's kind of like a modern day, like, Princess Diana. Where everyone just like loves him.
Right.
And I think this trial thing makes people even love him more.
Which is really difficult to understand, because I'm used to covering trials, and I'm used to covering the trial process. And of course, I covered the trial in 2020, and it was found to be substantially true that he was a wife beater. All the evidence, according to the judge who made the final decision, suggested that on 12 or 14 occasions, he abused Amber Heard. And we've heard graphic descriptions from Amber Heard today. We've heard from her sister today describing seeing him beat up Amber Heard. We've heard about violent sexual assaults, and yet people seem to love him even more.
They do.
Why is that?
I have two things to say. He is charming. So that's one thing. But the thing is, as far as the whole stuff, the reason I have like some problems with the whole thing is because I think Amber was also a big part of the crazy going on. Like she was physical also, violent with him too, I think. Like I believe she was a big part of the crazy when you're like fighting all the time and physically fighting.
Yeah, I don't think it's controversial to say it was a toxic relationship.
So when I know that both of them are engaging in this stuff, or when I think they're both engaging, it's hard for me to say like she should just be the winner. You know, when I know that kind of both of them are engaging.
But when did
When did it
become such fun? When did it become sport? When did it become entertainment? When did it become Saturday Night Live type material? Because we are still talking about serious abuse, whichever way it happened.
Yeah.
And quite early on in this trial, it was the sort of feeling on the internet was quite sanctimonious. You know, this is about justice for Johnny. But it's changed, hasn't it? It's now become some kind of sport for the internet.
I honestly wish the best for both of them. I wish the best for Johnny, and I wish the best for Amber. And I'm serious about that. Whatever that means, whether it's healing for both of them and happiness and peace, I wish it for both of them.
And
the best.
Do your daughters support Johnny Depp? Because there is obviously an issue here. If his case for defamation fails, which will be on the truth of the matter, the jury believes what Amber Heard is saying is true.
Yeah.
What will you then say to your daughters about this whole experience?
It's just that thing where she was part of this whole crazy stuff. And the other thing is like, here's the other thing. It's because she was part of it, engaging in the fighting, You know, and that's the part where if she's engaging and like swinging at him and all that stuff, that's where it's kind of like she's engaging too. And that's where I have the problem of just making out only him to be the bad guy.
Yeah.
That's where my problem lies. It's not saying if he did those things, then he did them. My part is if she's been engaging in all the crazy too, then.
So
it's hard for me to condemn just one person.
No. I think that's a very, very nice balanced perspective. Maybe we shouldn't judge. Maybe we shouldn't, but people are. So she brought the article out in 2018 saying that she became known or some kind of spokesperson for domestic abuse. So should she have been able to do that without him suing her?
That's a good question. And I was thinking about that. And the thing is, like, part of what that brings up for me is also, like, this cancel culture thing. Like, like, she writes that. If she writes that, does that mean that he is supposed to be fired from everything?
Yeah.
Other people didn't have to go along with firing him from everything because she wrote it.
Yeah, and that's why I think that's why he sued, wasn't it? He said he lost the work as a direct result of that op-ed. And so, yeah.
But if if it's true that what she wrote, should they fire him? You know, I don't know.
How believable do you find her?
I think she's a good actress. But when I say that, though, I'm not denying that stuff happened on both sides, because I think it did.
So you think his claim that he never laid a finger on Amber Heard is also false?
Oh, does he claim that?
Yeah. I mean, you heard the injuries being described in court. What do you think?
I do believe she's a good actress. That is one thing. Amber Heard is a self-proclaimed... This is the backstory, the background.
Yeah,
this isn't my main thing. She is a self-proclaimed atheist.
Right.
And she's says she's been that since she was 16. And in 2019, she told People magazine that she's an outspoken atheist.
Right.
So that's in 2019, she said that again. And yet, in part of her testimony of when he was doing something to her, she literally said, and it's on the video, she said, her words were, "Please, God, please, I hope I'm okay."
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, if you're an atheist, you're not going to say that.
But have you heard that phrase, there are no lifeboat atheists?
Well, exactly. and I hope no one is. But yes. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. But so, like, if you're an atheist, but then you're saying, "Please, God, please," I don't know. most people don't care about that these days, because they don't care about God, so.
Well, it's the first time I've actually heard him mentioned since I've come to America, which is interesting, because we always had this view in the UK of Americans being very religious. We're going off topic here, I think it's worthwhile.
Well, I hope,
And you're not here to show your support for Johnny Depp. You're here because you are fascinated by this process. It's on your doorstep, and you wanted your children to have an experience of what it's like to be at the center of what is essentially a national news event.
Yes.
But you are also supporting Johnny Depp because you like him.
Yeah, I just like, like now I'm like one of everyone else looking at all the videos of him and like he's, because he
And
is.
What do you think that's actually done? What do you think that those videos have done? How do you think they've changed the social debate around this trial and around domestic violence and around the Me Too movement and cancel culture and what's actually happened between the two of them?
I don't know. I just know that he has that similar Princess Diana thing, at least to me, where a lot of people like him. But that's
likeability is presumably why people become quite famous actors.
Well,
they have to have that charisma and star power.
But just because you have that, it doesn't mean he couldn't have done those things.
Yeah.
I'm
intrigued. So if the verdict goes against him, i.e. he fails in his defamation action, which will be largely because, well, it'll have to be, I think, because the jury believes what Amber Heard wrote was true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
How will you then rationalize all of that?
I really don't know.
Cross that bridge when we come to it, maybe.
Yeah,
because of course,
like,
if the jury finds in his favor, I guess he could start making movies again. He's going to be rehabilitated in the court of public opinion, rehabilitated in an American court. Happy days with Johnny Depp.
Right, but there is a lot in it. There's the domestic violence issues, as you obviously, then the cancel culture, the First Amendment, there's so much.
It's head spinning. It is head spinning, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, there you can,
You
can say you were there for a day, can't you?
I can say, and I can say I got to sit with you and be interviewed with
you. Look, the privilege is absolutely mine. Erica, I'm really, really grateful to you. Thank you so much.
Are you really grateful?
I am. Yeah, seriously, because I knew you were a little bit unsure about doing an interview, and hasn't she been brilliant? Absolutely superb.
No, have I?
Yes, Erica, and I'm deeply grateful. Go on.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I was going to wrap up, but if you want to say anything else,
I just want to say that I really do wish both of them the best.
Yeah.
Both of them peace.
Yeah.
And whatever that means.
There is a part of, think of a lot of people who just want both of them for this to be the last thing, whichever way it goes,
mm-hmm.
so that they can get on with their lives.
Yeah.
I understand that.
And even though, and this is the thing, I think you'll appreciate, maybe, I think you'll like this, mm-hmm. appreciate it, is that even though, like, so we came here, and yeah, I like Johnny Depp. I do like him.
It's all right. It's fine. A lot of people do.
Yeah, I do like him, you know, I do, because, you know, but I saw her lawyer in the bathroom today.
Mm-hmm.
Jen, it was just the two of us. Mm-hmm. Amber's lawyer, the lady.
Elaine Bredehoff, the main lady.
I saw her, and it was just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a beautiful experience. Like, even though I'm on both of their sides, I don't know. But I wished her the best. I said, it's nice to meet you, and I said, I wish you the best.
And what did she say?
She said, thank you. And it was so nice. It was.
And do you have faith in the American justice system?
The thing, I have faith in God. That's who I have faith in. And I love my country. I love America. Those are the things that I know.
Well, let's hope the judicial system within that framework delivers justice.
Yes, yes. And let's pray that the world stops being crazy and bonkers, you know, because it is. Yeah, or I think it is.
Erica, thank you so much for taking part in the Park Bench interview.
Do you mean it?
I do. Now go home and get some sleep.
Okay, sorry, I just kept going on.
Thank you very much to Erica. I'm grateful to her for sitting down and talking to me after basically having had no sleep. It's kind of like an endurance test for everyone, this, isn't it? I'm now going to introduce you to someone who is an Amber Heard supporter. Finally, a lady called Kylie came along, and she's there with her Me Too t-shirt. She's handing out something which you'll see at the end or towards the end of our interview, and she wants the world to know that she believes Amber Heard. She's read the transcripts from the 2020 trial, and she wanted to make a public stand. So here she is. Hello, and welcome to another Park Bench interview. We're doing two today. This one is with Kylie, an Amber Heard supporter, at last. Kylie, how lovely to see you. Thank you very much for doing this interview. I know that you're a little bit circumspect coming here. Pretty much the only person I have met in certainly the last 2 weeks who's an Amber Heard supporter. Tell me why you are here.
Well, because I'm the only Amber Heard supporter you've seen in like 2 weeks.
So you felt it was important to come and make a stand and show
your support. Yeah, no one's supporting her here.
So tell me why you support Amber Heard, first of all.
Because I believe her.
What she's saying, why do you believe what she's saying?
I mean, I don't know. I've read through the 2020 trial transcripts from the, what newspaper? I can't remember.
The Sun newspaper.
Yeah, that one.
When Johnny Depp sued the Sun and lost.
Yeah, for calling him a wife beater, and he lost.
So you read all that, and you took the same view as the judge, Mr. Justice Nickel. And then you've presumably seen the build-up to this trial and what's been happening over the course of the trial. How has that affected you and affected your thinking?
It's been really awful, like seeing what the media is doing. I'm not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
What other people are doing on the internet. Just like the way people are mocking her.
Hmm.
Like the whole TikTok trend where they're literally like using an audio of her testimony about a sexual assault as a joke to reenact it.
It does, and I don't wish to cast aspersions as to people around your age, but it does seem to be younger people who are doing the pylon, and that's where TikTok's key demographic is. You take a different view, you see this as a much more serious thing, but do you understand why the internet has gone like it has, why it's gamifying this, why it's making these jokes and memes?
Yeah, I don't think they really understand it. I also, I don't want to be mean, but I feel like a lot of people don't really have like a strong moral compass, like an independent moral compass. It kind of just blows in the wind with what everyone else is doing.
Right. Well, there's two separate things, isn't there? There's whether or not, you know, you've done the research but there are so many people online before all the jokes started who say they've done their research. There isn't anyone other than Whitney Henriquez, Amber Heard's sister, who says that they've seen Johnny Depp hit anyone, let alone just hit Amber Heard. And so they're saying, look, this evidence doesn't exist. And there's loads and loads of evidence which is showing how Amber Heard could be incredibly aggressive in their relationship. We've heard those audio tapes, and we've heard her saying, yeah, she hit him, and that he's a baby, and that he runs away from fights. And this was played out over the course of the last 2 or 3 days. So when you hear things like that, what's your response, and what's your thinking?
I mean, I think it's pretty clear it's reactive abuse.
Tell me about reactive abuse. What does that mean?
I don't think that it's like mutual abuse. I don't think they're like abusing each other. I think it's more defending herself. And I mean, she's open about it.
Mm.
She admits it.
Mm. Well, he knows that if he admits ever laying a finger on her, that's it. It's all over. That's the difference. And that's what a lot of people have said is an issue in our society, that women can be abusive and can get away with being a lot more abusive than a man ever can. And all it takes is for someone to raise the specter of domestic abuse, and a man is cancelled. A man's out of the picture.
I don't think Johnny Depp is cancelled right now.
He hasn't made a film since 2019, according to his agent.
I don't know. Have you seen him leave this place?
Exit? Right, this goes back to what's been happening over the course of the trial. His support has grown. This trial is not just what's happening in a Virginia courtroom, but it's also in the course of public opinion. So where do you see all that going? Where do you see this ending up?
I don't know. I mean, I hope, obviously, that history doesn't look back on this trial and treatment of Amber Heard kindly.
Are you surprised that there aren't more people doing what you're doing? Because you're making a stand, you're making a very public stand, and it's very brave of you to do so, because you're going to get torrents of abuse.
I know, I'm very nervous.
Well, you know, you're going to get torrents of abuse.
Yeah.
And yet you felt compelled to do it. Where's everyone else?
I don't know.
Where are all the people who we've heard so much about, who, you know, support the Me Too movement, standing up for Amber Heard?
I think, well, part of it is that a lot of her supporters are survivors, and it is not a safe environment to be a survivor right now.
Explain what you mean by that.
Just like the way people are talking and the rhetoric they're using to like disprove that Amber Heard's telling the truth. It's just like victim blaming.
Does this feed into a concern that some people have expressed, that the pylon that's happening online could discourage victims of abuse from coming forward?
Oh, definitely. I've heard from multiple people who support Amber. They're like, I'm terrified right now.
What are they terrified of?
Saying anything.
What, of coming forward or supporting Amber Heard?
I mean, both.
What do you think, then, this says about the way American society operates, and the way that what is a very serious issue in a multi-million dollar court case has been gamified for the purpose of the internet?
I wouldn't say so much that this is doing anything to society. I feel like it's just revealing the way that society has always kind of been.
Right. Because people are calling this the first TikTok trial, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, no, it's finally socially acceptable to say this shit. And I think they've been thinking it for a long time.
Okay. And what did you make of your experience in court today?
None of them really had a reason to lie for her. They all said that they saw bruises.
So they all saw injuries.
Like,
and what reason would they have to go into bat for her?
Like, why would all of these people make that up?
Okay. That's fair enough. I'm going to bring this interview to a close because I think you're struggling.
Yeah, I am. I'm so sorry.
Listen, what would you say to people who do support Amber Heard who might be thinking of coming down? Because you've presumably been welcomed. People are civil, aren't they?
I mean, I don't know. I haven't really been like that vocal about it. But I did go to the where everyone goes to boo at her.
Right.
To like hold up. I was the only one holding up a sign for her. And
did you experience hostility, or are people quite nice?
I think so. I wasn't really listening that hard, but yeah, I think people were laughing at me.
Oh, well. Well, I appreciate you coming and doing this park bench interview.
I do appreciate it, and I'm very, very grateful.
Cool. My thanks to Kylie, and my thanks before her to Erica. Two live park bench interviews. I've got a remote park bench interview already in the can for tomorrow. Tomorrow will be the last day of this week's proceedings, and then we're into the final week next week, where we will go for 5 days in a row with closing arguments on the Friday, and then the jury start deliberating after Memorial Day. So that's what's coming up. I imagine we'll have lots more pre-recorded depositions tomorrow. We haven't got the final list of who's coming through, but if you want to get a full catch-up of the day's events, don't forget you can subscribe to my newsletter, reportingdepvheard.net/newsletter, for a small donation. You will be powering all my park bench hoo-ha as well as getting a regular daily update of everything that's happened in court, which I'm now going to disappear off to that pub behind me, we're in America, aren't we? That bar behind me to start writing.
I'm Nick Wallace. This is Reporting Depth v. Heard.